Lynn, your father, Charles Roy Bradley, was born in Stalybridge on August the 18th, 1920, so would have celebrated his 100th birthday in just a few days' time. And the story of your father's life is incredible. As one of the very first prisoners of war forced to build the bridge over the River Kwai.
Yes, that's right. Yes, he never spoke about it very much. I found a lot of information out since he passed away, actually. But reading on one or two things that I found of my dad when I was doing some sorting out, he did a couple of TV interviews and different things in newspapers that I've picked up from. So, yes, he did say that his group was one of the first to work on the bridge.
And he was imprisoned in the notorious Changi prison.
Yes, they took most of them there to start with, actually, when they were captured. He was in Changi for just a few months, actually, before they moved him up the railway.
Did your father talk openly about his experiences?
No, he didn't. No, like many, many FIPOs, he didn't speak about it at all. And we didn't question him because we didn't want to bring it back to him. And speaking to a lot of other members of family of FIPOs, they felt the same. They didn't want to bring it back to them by asking questions too much. And also, they didn't want to tell their families either because they didn't want them upset about what they went through.
And which regiment did your father serve with?
It was in the Manchester Regiment, the Royal Signals.
And some fascinating facts all through the history of your father's life, but he also helped to make a secret radio as well when he was a prisoner.
He did. They were desperate to hear what was going on in the outside world after they were captured. And I think there was one or two of them actually had different parts of the radio that they put together when they could to hear anything that was going on. I do believe that one of the prisoners of war that was hiding part of the radio did get caught. I honestly don't know what happened to him, but it was a death sentence, I do believe, if you did. So then my dad was advised to actually get rid of what he could of the radio.
And I read that your father said that the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki actually saved his life and also the lives of his fellow prisoners. Did he speak more about that?
No, he didn't. He was up in Burma at that time. But no, they didn't speak about it. He just said that they knew that they would be killed. That's what he said. But that saved their life.
Gosh, so as he didn't talk about his experiences, but you've kept all the records, did he keep private records that you found and kept together to keep all this information?
Yes, he did. After he passed away and we were doing some clearing out, there was various things that we found, actually. We found his old kit bag with letters that he'd wrote to my mum, because he was engaged to my mum before he went out there, and also a banner that the family put across the house when he came back, saying, "Welcome home, Roy," and found quite a lot of records that he had. So, yes, I've kept all his records, yes.
And your granddaughter played a very special role for the 70th anniversary in London. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, our organisation, which is NIFRA, which is National FIPO Fellowship Welfare Remembrance Association, put on, we should have been there this weekend, actually, but under the circumstances, it had to be cancelled. There was a big service at St Martin in the Fields. The royals attended, including the Queen and Prince Philip. And my granddaughter, who actually never knew her great-granddad because she wasn't born till after he'd passed away, and the great-grandson of another veteran, they both lit a candle in the church.
So you're organising a special party, a street party in Hyde this Saturday for VJ Day in memory of those who died in the Second World War fighting Japan. Do you think that VJ Day gets enough attention?
No, I don't think it does. Not like VE Day, because these were classed as the Forgotten Army, because their war didn't fight till, you know, about 3 months later. So they were classed as the Forgotten Army. So, yes, that's why we're doing it, particularly this year, 75 years, and we're going to have a street party. Starting at 1 o'clock, we've got someone doing the last post at 3 o'clock for us with the 2 minute silence.
And the association that you are a member of, how can people find out more information about that?
By looking it up online, which is, as I say, NIFBRA. They can look it up and they will find out all about our association.
That's wonderful. Lynn, thank you so much for telling us a little bit about the incredible history of your father's life during the war.
Thank you. A pleasure.
Thank you.